With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Bernard Malamud's death at the age of 71 interrupted work on a novel that had occupied most of the author's attention for the past 2.5 to 3 years. Malamud's publisher, Robert Giroux, chairman of the publishing house of Farrar, Straus & Giroux, says the ultimate fate of the book has not been determined.
Whether the novel on which he has been working is completed or is complete enough for us to publish it in some form later on, as we certainly hope to do, remains to be seen.
Shortly before his death, Malamud had publicly read 2 chapters of the novel, which does not have a working title. Giroux says Malamud was euphoric and enthusiastic about the book.
He told me he was satisfied with 3/4 of it, so it was a good chance that the last quarter, you know, is in publishable form.
Giroux says Malamud's novel In Progress is set in the 19th century and is the story of a Jewish peddler with a horse and wagon who confronts Indians in the Far West.
Typical Malamud theme, a kind of Chaplin-esque, humorous, tragic or humorous pathos, you might say, but always the comic element underneath it all.
While Bernard Malamud has been characterized as a Jewish writer, Robert Giroux says the Pulitzer and National Book Award-winning novelist had a different characterization of himself.
He thought of himself as an American writer. He liked to stress that word, and of course he was. He was born in Brooklyn. His very first novel was about baseball. It was The Natural,
which Robert Giroux published as a young editor in 1952. The family of Bernard Malamud has established a memorial fund in his name to assist new writers. It is to be administered by the Pen American Center, of which Malamud was president from 1979 to 1981. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.